I want to heartily welcome you to this morning's Bhagavatam class on a text from the fourth canto, chapter 28. Can someone please help me about the number 15? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shitilavayavo Yarhi Gandhavya Ritapurushaha. Shitilavayavo Yarhi Gandhavya Ritapurushaha. Yavanir Adibi Rajan Uparudho Rurudha Yavanir Abir Javanir Adibi Rajan Uparudho Rurudha. Shitilavayavo Yahi Gandhavarita Purushaha. Javaner Aribirajan Uparudho Rurudha. Shitila vayavo yarhi Gandhavarita Purushaha. Yavaner Aribirajan Uparudho Rurudha. Yes, please, someone else. Thank you. Matajis, please. Devayo Yahi Gandhavarita Purusha. Yavaneri Birajan Ubaranaru Rodaha. Shitilavayavo
കന്ദവേരിത പുരുഷ യവനേരി വിരാജൻ ശിഥില സ്ലെക്കൻഡ് അവയവ ഹിസ് ലിംബ്സ് യഹി വെൻ ഗന്ധർവൈ ബൈ ദ ഗന്ധർവസ് വൃഥ ഡിഫീറ്റഡ് പൗരുഷ ഹിസ് ബോഡിലി സ്ട്രെങ്ത്സ് യാവനൈ by the yavanas arivihi by the enemies rajan o king prachina barhishat uparudha being checked rurodha cried loudly ha indeed. Before reading this text, I would like to give you the content in which this text appears so that it is easier for you to understand. I will be quite brief. It describes here what happens at the moment of death. The vital force, which is compared here with a snake, gets attacked. The soul, who then, you know, cannot stay in the body, which is now defeated by time, wants to leave. Translation: the limbs of the serpent's body were slackened by the Gandharvas and Yavana soldiers, who had thoroughly defeated his bodily strength. When he, the soul, attempted to leave the body, he was checked by his enemies. Being thus baffled in his attempt, he began to cry loudly. Purport. At the last stage of life,
Hare Krishna.
At the last stage of life, the different gates of the body are choked by the effects of disease, which are caused by an imbalance of bile, mucus, and air. Thus, the living entity cannot clearly express his difficulties, and surrounding relatives hear the sound from a dying man. A very serious thing. The time of death, we find ourselves helpless. We're choked. We want to go, but we cannot yet go. A terrible situation. In his Mukunda Mala Stotra, King Kulashekha states, Krishna tvadiya pada pankaja panjarantam ajyeva me vishatamana sarajahansa prana prayana samaye kapavata pittai kanta varodana vido smaranam kutaste. My dear Krishna, please help me die immediately, so that the swan of my mind may be encircled by the stem of your lotus feet. Otherwise, at the time of my final breath, when my throat is choked up, how will it be possible for me to think of you? The death is difficult, so Kulashekha says, it might be so difficult that I can't think of you, so better I die immediately. There I can think of you. So this was about the swan of the mind, and Prabhupada now will explain to us this analogy, how the swan of the mind takes shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. He says, the swan takes great pleasure in diving within water and being encircled by the stem of the lotus flower. This entanglement is sporting joy. Even our healthy condition, we think of the lotus feet of the Lord and die, it is most fortunate. In old age, at the time of death, the throat sometimes becomes choked up with mucus or blocked by air. At such a time, the sound vibration of Hare Krishna, the Maha Mantra, may not come out. Thus one may forget Krishna. Of course, those who are strong in Krishna consciousness cannot possibly forget Krishna at any stage, because they are accustomed to chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, especially when there is a signal from death. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Vachadine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The whole of school of life is a school in absorption. In our life, we go through many learning experiences. And if we have learned to absorb our mind in Krishna, our life is successful and we pass. For that we might have to do something which is called cultural detoxification. We might have to get the Western culture, the Western values of sense gratification, of self-centeredness out of our system, so that we can absorb ourselves not in us and our own little puny world, but that it is possible for us to absorb ourselves in Krishna and Krishna's loving world. Here in this text, the moment of death, which is the final examination in the school of life, is described. The difficulties are described at this examination. It is, there are very difficult circumstances where you have to pass the examination. I don't know if any one of you has ever done a driver's examination. Maybe Lalita Madhava, you are driving school, you have gone to driving school, and there was in the end a final examination, right? So imagine you have to do a difficult maneuver that is to drive the car backwards into a parking space, which is very narrow. And you know, you will be tested how by the driving instructor, how well you do. And now imagine, while you're trying this, there is an earthquake, and your car goes like this, and you have to still pass the test. And imagine there is a snowstorm around you, raging, and howling wolves attack you and bite into your car tires, and still you have to pass the test and park the car backwards. Very difficult. So we have to all pass the test at the time of death, but it is even a little bit more difficult than what I have tried to explain with this analogy. There are difficult circumstances, and it is just surrounding this final test. And we have heard some of it. We are blocked, totally blocked. We are not in control any longer of our very body, and there are very difficult things. So at that time, we can only pass the test if we know our stuff, if we know our lessons, if we are, in other words, absorbed in this. The whole idea of practicing Krishna consciousness is to become absorbed in Krishna. Everything else is secondary. All the rules which we do, getting up, doing our morning sadhana, following different means of our sadhana. Everything which we do from morning till evening, hygienic thing, washing ourselves, conversing, is secondary to this one thing which we have to learn, to absorb our mind. And Jiva Goswami gives the analogy of a piece of cloth. When you start your process of Krishna consciousness, your mind is not yet absorbed in Krishna, but at the end it must become totally absorbed. We must dye the mind. It's a difficult English word. Dye means to put color to it. We must dye the mind in the color of Krishna. Syam, Gana Syam color. Look at this cloth. It was once a white cloth, but it has absorbed. Well, now it's no longer so, the color is no longer so good, but it has absorbed the saffron color by being placed into a pot with water and saffron color. The white cloth came out saffron. This you have to do in the process of your Krishna consciousness. You have to absorb the Krishna. You have to become absorbed in Krishna. It has to be in you. It has to be in your genetic codex. That's a way of saying that this goes very deep. It has to go into the core of your heart, your chitta, which is from where it cannot go any longer. Once it Krishna consciousness has come into the chitta, that is in modern psychological terms something like the subconsciousness, then you are absorbed and you are safe, and you will also pass the test at the final hour. Now, how to become absorbed? What is the school of absorption? In the medieval time, there was one poet called Novalis. He said, "Wir brauchen eine Schule der Liebe." I know this was German, you will not understand it. It means we need a school of love. We need to learn this. What is the school of absorption in Krishna consciousness? And Prabhupada talks about this in the concluding portion of his purport, and I think you know, you've heard it a little bit, but you've heard it many times. It's of course chanting the Maha Mantra, but I would love to now talk about this in some depth, so that you will leave this lecture and have something very concrete in your hands with which you can practice the next 50 or 60 years before you also go to your examination. It's not just enough to chant with your lips. You have to bring the chanting from the lips much, much deeper. And please listen about how we could do that from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. The Vedic teachings are transmitted in narratives, stories. And here is one for you. There was once a Brahmana who had chanted a mantra, but he really was a little bit like the typical Hare Krishna person who also chants a mantra, but really has not paid much attention to the practice. And he was feeling he needed to go deeper in his spiritual life. So he did something which all of you have also done. He went on a pilgrimage, like you have come to Vrindavan Dham hoping that you would get new life in your spiritual life, new inspirations in your Krishna consciousness. He did the same thing. And this Brahmana, who was a mechanical chanter, you know, met at Keshigat. It's down there where the Yamuna touches Vrindavan Dham. He met there a most amazing personality. His name was Swarup, and he was known in the world as Gop Kumar. This personality had, in the spiritual world that morning, desired to join Krishna, to be with Krishna and herd the cows with Krishna. But on his way, he met most merciful Srimati Radharani, who told him, go down to Boma Vrindavan, that is Vrindavan on planet Earth, in that in the material universe, and there you will meet someone who needs to hear certain things, how to attain the lotus feet of my beloved, and you instruct him. So Gop Kumar, or Swarup, knew that to follow the order of Srimati Radharani is even more blissful than meeting Krishna. So he wanted to meet Krishna, but when he met Radha and Radha told him to do some seva, he immediately took this order on his head and went down to the material world to Keshigat. You can still visit this place, and I encourage you to do so, because it might become a turning point in your life, what you can experience there. So there he met Swarup, and Swarup, with the vision of a devotee can see very clear what is going on in your heart. Swarup told him, the thought, this person has done everything he needs to do. Indeed, his life is a complete success. I sometimes think if an enlightened soul would meet us, he would also say, this person, Arjuna Hari, has done everything he needs to do. His life is a success. He has met Srila Prabhupada and his teachings, and he is on the right path. But he would also see there's something each one of us still needs to learn. Do you all feel like this, that your life in some ways is a success, but in other ways it is not yet complete? Who feels like this in the audience? Well, I'm sorry, maybe that was a manipulative question, because you knew I wanted your hand to go up. But think now a little bit deeper about it. Are you still seeing Krishna? Is your mind full with Krishna? Are you free from all anxieties? Are you free from Maya? I mean, let's be serious now. Let us forget about, we are very fortunate, but let us put that at the moment, at the side. Have we used our fortune? Have we made the best use of the merciful offer of Krishna consciousness? You are in Vrindavan. Are you here doing service? Are you here absorbed in ecstatic Krishna consciousness? Or is your mind going all over the place and you think, oh, when can I go back and enjoy? Go back to the West. My dear devotees, these are serious questions, and we want to be bold today and ask ourselves these questions. Where do I stand at this moment in the school of life? How absorbed am I? Now, I want to ask the Hindi-speaking person, what is absorption? In Hindi. Tanmayata. That's a philosophical term which you have given. I mean, an ordinary... Dalina? Tallin. Tallin. How Tallin are you? No? Tallin is a town in Europe, but... how much are you absorbed? I want all of my audience to really grasp this point. How much is the new life alive in you? And how much has the old life gone out of you? That's a very good question. Very necessary question. So Gop Kumar says, this person has done everything. He is on the right path. All that remains for him to achieve is to see directly the lotus feet of the Lord. Now this we all need. We also need to revelation. And then he says, he needs to become attached, not so much, not he says, he thinks, this person needs to become attached not so much to the solitary chanting of the Lord's mantra, but to the sankirtan of his names. What was missing in Gop Kumar, in the Brahmana's life, I'm sorry, and what is, I feel, missing in all of our lives, is our shakti to nam kirtan. That is complete attachment to the chanting of the holy name. Why? The holy name is Krishna's most merciful form. Krishna, in his Sachidananda Rupa, will not come so easily into a heart which is dirty. He will not sit down in a heart which is full of toxins, of contaminations, of material desires of lust and greed and anger and all this bewilderment and material consciousness. However, Krishna is so kind that he expands into a form in which he cleanses the heart. Krishna becomes the street sweeper in the form of the holy name, and he cleans the heart, so that Krishna, with his beautiful dhoti and his ankle bells and his flute, will come and sit, and you will become absorbed. No? Let me give you an analogy. Will a king sit down in a place which is dirty? No. But imagine now the king dressing up like a street sweeper, coming to the dirty place and sweeping it and then sitting down. This is what the holy name, what Krishna is doing for us. That's why it is said he's most merciful form of the Lord, because Krishna takes on, comes. He's the same Krishna, but he works as in a holy name to cleanse our heart, so that as our heart, as the mirror of our heart, becomes cleansed, we will finally obtain darshan. So, for this to happen, you must have ashakti, attachment to Krishna. Ashakti, not now as a state of devotional service, but as meaning attachment to chanting the holy name. Ashakti is in spiritual psychology an abhinivesh. Abhinivesh is an absorption of the chitta, of the consciousness, in Naam Kirtan. Is this too difficult philosophical language, or can you still follow me? To some, yes? It's not difficult. Please try to listen. It's a very simple. Your consciousness is a formed in Sangha, that means association with something. If you have your consciousness on material subjects, it takes a material form. But if you take your consciousness and allow it to associate or contact or connect with the spiritual subject, the consciousness is formed spiritually. You must learn to give your consciousness or your conscious awareness as much spiritual objects as you can. And then automatically, in contact with those spiritual practices and objects, you will become Krishna conscious. All of you who are here in Vrindavan, use the time to look, to stare at the beautiful form of Radha Shyam's Sunda, and allow an imprint to happen in your consciousness. But more merciful than the form on the altar, and more effective even than darshan of the deities, is when you allow your consciousness to become absorbed or to come in Sangha with the more merciful form of Krishna, that is the holy name. Gop Kumar then begins to instruct this confused person who had was still missing something in the right means, and he gave him a process which we will now listen. These are direct instructions from a self-realized soul. He says, certainly there is no means to attain perfection which is superior to the worship of Sriman Madan Gopal's lotus feet. then Naam Kirtan. This worship of Naam Kirtan, Sankirtan actually, results far beyond what one could expect. Your normal spiritual processes, some expectation is there. But here, when you become absorbed, I'm not speaking of just singing and your mind is somewhere else. No, I'm thinking of absorbed singing. Results come further than you could expect them. You must perform Naam Sankirtan along with the listen to this, I think no one of you knows this, so listen carefully. You must perform Naam Sankirtan along with reverence. Reverence means a feeling of respect and affection for the many places of Sri Gopal's pastimes, places one should regularly visit. My dear devotees, here is the lost key to the treasure of Krishna consciousness. The chanting must be done, but in a special way. It must be done by being mindful of Krishna and his different pastimes. And you attain this mindfulness in our tradition by moving to a holy place where you become informed both in a non-intellectual way as well as in a understanding way of Krishna. When you go to a place of pastime like Vrindavan, you get the Dham Shakti. The Dham Shakti means you contact the Taraka Shakti and the Paraka Shakti. These are two Shaktis which walk around in the Dham. They are always there and they catch you. Taraka means you become liberated from your old life. You become free. That's why in the Dham you feel often so, You know this feeling? Ramanuja Prabhu, this feel so relieved. This is the Taraka Shakti has captured your heart. And you feel also the Paraka Shakti. All of a sudden you feel so attached to Krishna. Is this Srimati? I can't believe my eyes, Srimati. Hare Krishna. You feel so attached to Krishna. You begin to think of Krishna. Yes. Because you have met, and it's not by your own strength. It happens by the mercy of this Shakti of the Dham. So, when it is said here in this text, one must do Naam Sankirtan along with reverence and affection for the many places of Sri Gopal's pastimes, then one reaches the perfection. And it says one should visit these places regularly. My dear devotees, make a practice out of this revelation. The practice is very simple. As you sing your kirtan, you must become absorbed in Krishna. If you think, Prabhupada used to say, when he was once asked, are you here in New York? New Yorkers are quite aggressive in their language. Are you here? Are you with us? You seem to be so distant. And Prabhupada said, no, I'm not here. I'm always in Vrindavan. A state of consciousness. To be absorbed in Krishna, this is Vrindavan consciousness. This is necessary when you chant. I want to now criticize all of you, and then I will beg you for forgiveness. Can you tolerate some criticism? Maybe not. No, I got one devotee looked at me with fierce eyes. Don't make Vaishnava aparad. My dear devotees, I can't criticize you because we are in the holy dham. I don't want to do this. What to do? You want to... Let me do it. It would be fastest if I would just criticize you, but I can't do it. So let me do it in a different way. Let me ask you a question so that you do it. After all these years, are you thinking of Krishna throughout the 24 hours of the day? Do you know that in Shastra it says to always remember Krishna and to never forget him? That is the purpose of all the Shastras. Have you reached this purpose? How far are you? How often do you think of Krishna? Ask yourself. 1 minute a day, 30 seconds a day, an hour a day, 10 hours a day. How good are you doing in your spiritual path? You ask yourself this question and give yourself the answers. I won't give you the answers. It's important to ask this question. Death will be there for you also. I can see it already. Every one of you has an X on his forehead. X means in Germany, when we have German forest and the woodcutters make an X on the trees which they will cut in 1 week or in 2 weeks. It means this tree is marked for destruction. I can see this X on every one of your forehead. Even on the little boy, it's there. It's not so strong, but it's there. You have a little time left. Time is running out to learn the school of absorption. And that means you must chant the holy name and become absorbed in Krishna, whose name you chant. You must learn this. It's not a luxury. It's what you must. Your whole success or failure in life is measured here. Later, in the same work, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sanatana Goswami explains how it becomes more easy for us to absorb our consciousness in Krishna. And he gives us an analogy of the Chataka bird. The Chataka bird is not drinking water from rivers and from ponds, because somehow he only drinks water from the Ganasyam cloud. Huh? Krishna is known as Ganasyam. And the clouds are usually called Syam Ganas, the black people. So Krishna is in some ways connected with the clouds. Krishna's name is Ganasyam, and this the cloud's name is Syam Gana. The cloud, when it comes to Vrindavan, looks at Krishna and says, we are the same. Our color is same and our work is the same. Krishna gives relief to the people of this material world, and I'm the Syam Gana. I let rain drop down, which gives relief to the people on this world. He's my Pran Bandhu, my best friend. He do the same. And then the cloud comes over Krishna, and Krishna plays his flute, and the cloud says, I will not disturb my friend. I will help him. And he rumbles, makes some rhythm. But the rhythm is intact in the taal of Krishna's flute playing. So that Chataka bird wants to fly only to the Syam Gana, the cloud. He only wants to drink water there. He doesn't want the water of this world. He wants the water from the cloud. He will reject and neglect all the ponds and the rivers and the puddles of water which are visited by the sparrows, but the Chataka will only go to the cloud. This is an analogy. Can you imagine how thirsty this little bird must be, because he has been waiting one whole year until the monsoon comes, the rainy season. He's not drunk in a whole year. So he goes to the cloud, flying up, and he calls out, Priya, Priya! That's the sound which he makes. Priya means, dear one, oh dear one, Priya, Priya! And he will also call out, Jaldi, Jaldi, give me water! You know, he said, this is how the bhakta in this world should fly to Krishna. Oh Krishna, I'm dried up in my heart. I'm so thirsty for you. I have not obtained you. And with this feeling, it's described in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's terms, vipralamba, with this feeling of yearning, of eagerness, lolyam, you should approach the holy name. Go to the holy name like a thirsty man goes to pots of nectar. Go to the holy name like a dying man goes to jugs of water which are filled with crystal clear Ganga water. No? Go to the holy name like a drowning man in the ocean who sincerely calls out for help. Then your mind is actually connected with this. I must tell you, I'm from Germany, and Germans eat bread and butter. It's black bread, Schwarzbrot, black bread, and golden colored butter. Yeah? This is the main food of the Germans. They don't like chapatis, they don't like rice. It must be black bread with butter. And on my first journey to Vrindavan, this bread was not available. For 1 month, no black bread and butter. I finally, after 1 month, I want to go back to Germany. I want to go back to Germany. I want to go back to... there was only the thought, black bread and butter in the mind. I was totally absorbed in black bread and butter. And I had no difficulties to think of black bread and butter. Even in my dreams, I was dreaming of black bread and butter. This is how, the analogy tells us. The bird also wants the, not black bread and butter, but the water from the clouds. Be thirsty. This is how you should think when you chant. With a thirst for Krishna, a longing for Krishna. You are all very exalted people. You are worshipable by the demigods. But there's one thing still which we all need to learn. Our Shakti to Nam Sankirtan. Then Krishna comes in our heart and is there in our heart, and in the form of the holy name, it's not just ear deep, but it's heart deep, our chanting. It's not just lip deep, but it is heart deep, our chanting. And there, it will purify our hearts so that we also will one day have the sweet darshan of Ganasyam and Radhe. Yes, this will happen. This is the statement of Brihad Bhagavatamrita. It is the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam only speaks about the Naam. In the beginning and the last verse in the Bhagavatam, you will find Naam Sankirtan. In the 11th canto, you will find one shloka, which is the essence of the Bhagavatam. It is some. It says, someone who is eager to attain the beloved Lord, he will chant the names of the Lord, which he likes. And he will sometimes laugh, sometimes cry, and so on. All this happens when you are absorbed. I was absorbed in bread and butter. I was laughing and crying, bread and butter at the end. So we have to, I mean, I don't want to stretch the analogy too far. The way which I would like you to consider is to become attached to the holy name, chant more, join the kirtan, come to the kirtan melas, which are organized for you all over the world. Come to and sit for 8 hours in the kirtan, and you will see how the holy name will come and sweep your mind. You will feel very happy, no material thoughts any longer. And then you will see how Krishna enters your mind. Do this, and you will see miracles in your life. So now I can talk normally. If I have talked a little bit strongly, I have done so because some of you were very tired, and please forgive me. I wish you all the best in your spiritual life. May you use your time in the Dharma nicely. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, Dham means Naam. Yeah? Find some peaceful time where you are not disturbed, where you are also not tired, so that you can remain fully attentive. Find a place where you find peace. Use the time to spend with the holy name in all seriousness, and expect miracles. All right, now I will see. Is there time for questions still? Yes. Where are your well-considered questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Hi.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Your good name, please.
My name is Anand Kumar.
Anil Kumar.
Anand Kumar.
Anand Kumar.
Please accept my humble obeisances. Maharaj, in the beginning you explained that how holy name of Lord is more merciful than even the Father of the Lord. Then you said that how you are seeing X on the minds of every one of us. X on the minds of every one of us.
On the forehead.
Yeah, forehead of.
Marked for destruction. Yes.
Yeah. So, and then again, later on you explained about that how the purpose of all the scriptures is to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And in order to do that, you regularly use the three words, that is chanting, kirtan and sankirtan. So, chanting I can consider to be Naam Japa also, and it can be congregational chanting also. So all these three words that you are using regularly, chanting, kirtan and sankirtan, wherein chanting can be considered Japa also. So among Japa, kirtan and sankirtan, which one is most effective in order to meet that death and to be absorbed in Krishna consciousness, as you were mentioning throughout your lectures?
Yes, thank you very much. Is the question clear? No. There's japa of the holy name, there's kirtan, and there is that is singing alone, and there is Sankirtan singing in congregation. Which of the three is most effective? In the Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami describes that kirtan done with many, the Sankirtan, is even more powerful than kirtan done alone or japa. Why? Because if it is done with many, it produces in the heart of the chanter extraordinary devotional feelings. That is his reason. He says, when you sing with many, and there's a good kirtan done according to the guidelines of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then some devotional feelings for Krishna, and this is the point, absorption, you become connected, are created in the heart. Now he says, this will work only, Sankirtan will only work if it is done according to the guidelines of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now the question is, which guideline is mentioned? He says, one must chant more humble than the straw in the street, more tolerant than the tree, ready to offer respects to others without asking respects for others. Then the Lord will come. And then he says, in Kali Yuga, listen to his, you will like it. In Kali Yuga, everyone is naturally humble because they possess such low qualities. I think, you know, we sometimes are not humble. We should be humble. There's nothing to be proud of. We are in Kali Yuga. We are what we are. You know, not very exalted. So it's easy to be humble. He says, Jiva Goswami says, I find it very difficult to be humble because of the influence of Kali on the mind. But this is how you chant. In a humble state of mind, then it works. When you throw a proud person into the when a proud person is in the kirtan, who wants respect, maybe for his dancing, I'm dancing very nicely or singing nicely, Krishna doesn't come. And you must be tolerant of your own, of that is a very important Vaishnava quality that is given, you know. Tolerance, Sahishnuta, I think it's called, no? Sahishnuta, the quality of tolerance is important. Tolerate others. Sometimes you have to learn to tolerate yourself also. You know, it's the false self. Tolerate. The example is given of Madhavendra Puri after he had done Govardhan Parikrama and he had not drunken and eaten, and he sat down at Govindakund tolerating thirst and everything, and then Krishna thought, and he chanted, and Krishna thought, my God, he chants. And he appeared to him personally and gave him milk because he tolerated. When you learn to become tolerant of others, of the external circumstances, Krishna will come in the form of a holy name. Tolerate Krishna. There was other question. I saw some question here first. No. Did you have one question? Because there's so many. I'm sorry, but afterwards we can talk. Yes? Yes, I saw you, and then I saw the last question. You. Huh? So, you're from Russia, I can see from your face. You can talk already to Jagat Guru, and then Jagat Guru will tell the translation. Yes.
Okay.
That's our goal, yes. 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 I will repeat the question of our Prabhuji. Prabhuji's name? Devkinandan Prabhu has asked a question. You spoke of absorption and you said 24 hours is good. I wanted to say it is the goal. But that is very rare and very difficult. And you must start somewhere. Devkinandan, Suno, you must start somewhere. Start with the minute. Read and be there. Yes, what does it say? What did Prabhupada say? Yes. And then reflect about it. Think about it. Start somewhere. From today, well, you do already since many years, but start a culture of absorption in your life. Do it and increase. It will increase. See, you are naturally absorbed in the subject matter with which you are mostly associating in your life. When you are a family man, you think from very often of your children. You must have seen the small children, how they need this, and you are worried, how do they feel? Is everything taken care of them so that they can grow up nicely? It's natural. You are absorbed because you are with the children and the family situation is there. So engage in Krishna consciousness as often as you can. Darshans, reading, kirtans, like this, and more you become absorbed. When we do kirtan melas and some devotees chant 8 hours singing Hare Krishna, they always tell us that the singing goes on in the night even, automatically. They sleep, but the Hare Krishna mantra goes on because the consciousness is absorbed. It's very typical. When you make a long, let us say, when you sit for a long time in the cinema, I'm giving an example, I know you don't do this, but just as an example, you will be absorbed in the movie. Natural. So sit in the right spot to be absorbed in Krishna. Yeah, when nice things are. We will now come to our last question. Yes, Jagat Guru? In Woodstock, this is a personal question. Devotee talks about Woodstock. Woodstock Festival by Indradumna Maharaj, there's a lot of chanting going on. And I can recommend you to, you have to see that, you know, with all the people. So, Hare Krishna. This is a lecture, I can't give personal things about schedules. So I want to thank you very much. We will end here. Because time is also there. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your kind attention. And if you take one word, you will forget everything about the lecture. I know you, devotees of Krishna. Take one word with you. The school of absorption. No? This don't forget. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nithai ki jai, Gaur Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.